National FFA Convention is in Indianapolis this week. This will be the last such event for Dr. Larry Case as National FFA Advisor. After reciting his advisor's part for 27 years at the national level, he will retire at year's end. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Dr. Larry Case comes from a town that is today just a crossroads.
I'm a Missouri farm boy. My dad and mom were farmers near Stett, Missouri.
He joined the FFA and had thoughts of making farming his livelihood.
In those days, the program was focused on training present and prospective farmers. And although I didn't really feel I wanted to farm, but I didn't feel like that there would be enough room for me on the farm.
Kenneth Knoffs was his chapter advisor, a man who motivated students to go places they may have only dreamed.
He took kids to the National FFA Convention in Kansas City every year. And when I got to the municipal auditorium and looked around and thought, wow, I'm just this little old kid from Stett, Missouri, and all these jackets running around here. And it is definitely an impressive time, and I was impressionable, I guess.
Case went to the University of Missouri and majored in ag engineering. He went back to a Stett chapter banquet, and his advisor introduced him to the guest speaker, Professor of Ag Education, C.V. Roderick.
Kenneth Knoffs got C.V. Roderick, pulled him over to me and my parents, and said, "This is Larry Case, and this guy needs to be a damned ag teacher." And C.V. Roderick says, "Well, Larry, what are you doing now?" I said, "Well, I'm in ag engineering, but I can't seem to get the attention of my advisor."
In the spring of 62, Case decided to change his major to ag education. It was an important turning point for the man who had one day become the National FFA advisor. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.